Kathleen Dunn on the Ideas Network. In a half hour, the Attorney General will be testifying before the Senate Intelligence Committee, and we will be carrying that live here on the Ideas Network. So we invite you to stay tuned for that. But we wanted to spend the half hour before the Attorney General's testimony talking about all of the issues that are front and center right now. Craig Gilbert is joining us, political reporter, Washington Bureau Chief for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel and JS Online. He writes the Wisconsin Voter blog. The president, of course, is in Wisconsin this afternoon. He'll be in Waukesha planning for a United States apprenticeship system, and also he will be attending a fundraiser for Governor Scott Walker tonight. So we'll talk about Jeff Sessions and the kinds of questions that he will be probably receiving this afternoon, but there's a lot of other things going on as well. I want to start our conversation with Craig with Special Counsel Robert Mueller, in an interview given by a friend of Donald Trump's, Chris Ruddy, the CEO of Newsmax. He said this on PBS, that Donald Trump was considering firing Mueller. We've had several comments. The president has not confirmed or denied that he was considering firing the special counsel. Paul Ryan said that the best advice would be to let Robert Mueller do his job. I know Bob Mueller. Paul Ryan said, I have confidence in Paul Ryan. But we also have an Associated Press story from just a little while ago that Donald Trump called Newt Gingrich last night and said, I've been very clear about Mueller and the lawyers that he's hired amounting to a rigged game. It's a mistake to pretend that this is going to be some neutral investigation. That report says that those close to Steve Bannon are urging that Mueller be fired. And what would all of that mean? I want to start with that and we'll move into other areas. First, we have to say hello to Craig. Hi, Craig. Craig Gilbert, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. I'm fine, thanks. It's hard to keep up with everything that's going on day to day. But what's your take on this Mueller thing? Do you think the president is seriously considering firing him?
Well, I don't know, but what's the next degree up from explosive politically,
right,
if you
right.
did fire him? And you see, you know, in this case, you mentioned Paul Ryan. I mean, Republicans in Congress, when they were asked about it today, were not only kind of pushing back on the idea, but they all came out when Mueller's appointment was announced and praised it.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody's sort of on the record, I think, in a bipartisan way, expressing their respect, their deep respect for Bob Mueller, and more or less embracing his appointment. And now what we're hearing on the Hill is that even from Republicans, this would not be a good idea. Whether he's serious about doing it or whether he might do it, I really don't know, but it would be politically pretty explosive if he did do it. I mean, more so than the firing of former FBI Director Jim Comey, partly because it would be one more thing, but also because firing a special counsel, you know, there are particular issues that come with that given the nature of a special counsel, and there are limitations on how a special counsel can be removed from office from his position.
Mm-hmm. And then you had Rod Rosenstein saying today before another Senate committee that he theoretically it was possible for him to fire Mueller, but that he would never listen to an unlawful order.
He, this is the Deputy Attorney General who appointed, you know, Bob Mueller to the position of special counsel. So, and he's technically the one that would have to do the firing. It would normally be the Attorney General, but as many of our listeners know, the Attorney General recused himself from these sort of Russia questions. So that's why Rosenstein was the one that made this decision. He would formally be the one who would have to kind of execute and justify his firing, unless the president, you know, fired him and also just took kind of unilateral executive action to change the policy regarding special counsel. It's hard to imagine Ron Rosenstein not quitting rather than firing Bob Mueller.
And so this is reminiscent of Watergate and the firing of Archibald Cox, but how would this be explosive? What would be the reaction to this? What would happen?
Well, I think it would be that much harder for Republicans in Congress to look the other way or to justify. you know, what the consequences would be, I'm not really sure. But it would, you know, when you add it up with everything else that's happened, with there are clearly a lot of concerns in Congress across the party divide about Russia. And so even Republicans are kind of invested in the general, many of them, in the general investigation into Russia, into their own investigations into Russia. And then and they've taken some comfort in the appointment of the special counsel, again, talking about Republicans, because, among other things, it kind of relieves them of the pressure to sort of comment all the time on every potential development, mm-hmm. because they can say that that's something that the special counsel is looking into, and it's potentially a criminal investigation. So it gives them some cover in that sense. And so it not only removes that, but it just, creates all these additional issues with respect to whether the president is shutting down an investigation by the Justice Department that he doesn't like. And obviously, as you mentioned, it kind of conjures up all these parallels with the Watergate situation. So the politics are really, really, kind of not awkward, just putting it mildly.
Oh, the politics today. Is the Mueller investigation, what seems to be on the sideline here is some information and deep investigation as to what the Russians are up to and what their plans will be for the future and what they actually did in 2016.
Well, that's really supposed to be, among other things, what the congressional investigations are really tightly focused on, and also the Justice Department investigation. So, we may actually learn more about that investigative threat as it unfolds than the information we get about potential collusion with the Trump campaign or potential obstruction of justice.
Then we have another front. Jennifer Rubin today in her column said that the attorney's general suit against Donald Trump may be the most damaging. Would you agree with that? Is that a serious investigation?
I don't have an opinion about that. I don't know. I don't know enough about that particular litigation to venture a guess.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's hard to keep up with all that are going on. It's one after another. Meanwhile, the president, as you've written about, is traveling to Waukesha. He'll be there very shortly to talk about the U.S. apprenticeship system that Ivanka Trump saw in Germany and was very fond of, thought it would work well here. You know, he does these events, and it's probably good for him politically to do this kind of event, and yet it is so overshadowed. Who's going to be paying careful attention to what he says today?
Yeah, I mean, it's a crazy day. For all the reasons we've discussed, it's also a day in which you've hit a new kind of high in his disapproval rating. And Gallup's polling, he's up to 60% disapproval. So he's generating his worst job ratings of his presidency, and they were not very good to begin with. You've got all this stuff happening in Washington. You've got kind of all the tweets of the last couple of days. And he's not only doing, workforce issues and jobs and apprenticeships, but he's started on some of these trips doing these kind of healthcare events. When he arrives, at the airport, he's going to meet with two people that have been characterized by the White House as victims of Obamacare to publicize the Republican plans to repeal and replace Obamacare. So it's kind of, you've got healthcare, you've got, and the workforce and apprenticeship issues going on amid all the clamor and turmoil that we've sort of gotten used to seeing on a weekly and daily basis.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about Jeff Sessions' testimony coming up in about 15 minutes now. He will be asked about his Russian contacts during the election campaign, his role in the firing of James Comey. Anything else?
Well, I guess we'll find out pretty soon. I mean, there's so many threads to this. In terms of the context of his appearance, there have been questions his personal relationship with the president and how much support he'll be getting going forward with the president. Mm-hmm. There's questions about whether he's in legal jeopardy as a result of statements he's made. There is a lot of angry Democrats who feel that he misled them in his earlier testimony with the Russians. There's there's former FBI Director Comey's testimony of last week, which kind of hinted that there might have been additional contacts, which, you know, which contributed to the reasons for his recusal. There's the question of, you know, whether he's going to assert executive privilege. So it should be, you know, in keeping with everything else we've been talking about, a pretty rich hearing, unless he just kind of goes into protective mode and declines to answer a lot of these questions.
Can he use executive privilege?
He can. I mean, the question is sort of what ensues from that politically. But, you know, he has that option.
Mm-hmm. And then there's this these questions, and some have denied it completely, and some have said, well, they're not sure, that he had two meetings with the Russian ambassador, and then there was some thought that, I think, believe Comey said this, that there may have been a third in April 2016
well,
event.
Yeah, I mean, what Comey said in his public testimony was that there were reasons he couldn't get into, which went to when he was asked why he didn't sort of have some conversations with the Attorney General about his contacts with the president. He said that he, for reasons he could not discuss publicly, he was expecting Comey to, I mean, to Sessions to recuse himself. This is before his recusal became public, to recuse himself from these issues. And it's been reported, I don't know if it's true, but it's been reported that in closed testimony before senators, he alluded to a potential third reports of a potential third contact with the Russians.
Mm-hmm. And we have Senator Al Franken, Senator Patrick Leahy asking the FBI, and what's going on with the FBI investigation as well, to investigate and determine if Sessions committed perjury when he denied having had any meetings with the Russians.
Yeah, and that'll come up, obviously, at the hearing. You know, when he had his confirmation hearing, he kind of offered almost voluntarily in response to a question by Al Franken of Minnesota that denied having contact with the Russians, and it turns out, obviously, that he did. So that's one big line of questioning. There's also the question of whether he, you know, of his role in the firing of Comey, having recommended the firing of Comey, and senators want to know how he could have recused himself from matters having to do with Russia and then have been involved in Comey's firing when, mm-hmm. according to the president's own statements, the firing of the former FBI director had something to do with the Russian investigation.
Craig, why is he on the outs with the president?
Sessions? Well, I think one reason is that the president has been reportedly sort of stewing over the fact that he recused himself in the first place. In other words, the feeling that when he decided to recuse himself from these issues, that sort of led to this whole chain of events where you had the deputy AG then, you know, making a decision about the appointment of a special counsel. You know, there have been a lot of reports that that President Trump is just, you know, continues to be unhappy about that. He sort of blames the decision, the recusal decision, for some of what's transpired.
We welcome a few phone calls for Craig. We will be hearing from the Attorney General in just a matter of moments, about 9 minutes from now. He will be testifying before the Senate Intelligence Committee. And the Justice Department did request that this be a public hearing. There was some question about whether or not it would be public or private. On Saturday, Jeff Sessions said he would appear. It's important for the American people to hear the truth directly from him. So if you had a seat at the table, what kinds of questions would you like answered? What do you make of all the other things that are going on? Possibility that the special counsel will be fired by Donald Trump. Some people are saying that. In case you missed this story, Chris Ruddy, who is a friend of Donald Trump, CEO of Newsmax, said that Donald Trump was considering firing Mueller. And we've had some supporters of the president, like Newt Gingrich and others, who are saying that this couldn't possibly be a nonpartisan investigation because there are lawyers who are working with the investigation who are Democrats and have given money to the Democratic Party. Many others have said Bob Mueller is a terrific guy, very thorough and very good, but that's on the table. The president is in Waukesha this afternoon speaking about apprenticeship programs at Waukesha County Technical College. So that's going on as well. Feel free to join us in the minutes that remain before the testimony. Our number is 800-486-8655. 800-486-8655. Craig Gilbert, political reporter, Washington Bureau Chief for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, and JS Online is our guest. And this is the Ideas Network. Craig Gilbert is our guest. We are going to be bringing you the testimony, the Attorney General Jeff Sessions, before the Senate Intelligence Committee coming on momentarily, 1:30 this afternoon. In the meantime, what would you like to have the Attorney General asked? What is important to you? We welcome your phone calls, 800-486-8655. Craig, I want to talk about some of the other investigations. What's happened with the House investigation?
Well, it's been, it's ongoing, but it's been kind of troubled in a way that the Senate investigation hasn't by who's been running it and changes in the leadership and kind of less of a functional relationship, between the top Democrat and top Republican on the committee. So for that reason, among others, the Senate investigation has been, people have been sort of looking to that as being the critical one, at least among the congressional investigations that are happening.
Mm-hmm. And let's talk about what the Senate is doing today. Reports are that they are really meeting in a closed session without very much public testimony to repeal the Affordable Care Act. Will they be doing that very soon? And why hasn't there been a whole lot of public input into this process?
Well, we don't know if they'll be doing it soon. That's the question everybody's wondering. We don't know, how far away the Senate Republicans are from A, a bill, and B, a bill that can get, 50 of their own members to vote for it. A bunch of senators actually went over to the White House today and met with the president, including Ron Johnson, who's been kind of sitting in on a lot of these healthcare meetings. So maybe he'll have some insights after today about that process. Some Republicans have expressed some unhappiness or criticism of the process and how closed it is, although obviously the leadership is doing it for a reason. And, the feeling is that it's going to be easier for them, given how controversial this issue is and how potentially unpopular the bill could be. I mean, given we know that the House bill was quite unpopular, judging from the national polling, that, it may be easier for them just to round up the votes if they do it this way. But we don't know. We don't know what the timeline is going to be. They're trying to get it done by the 4th of July. We don't know if that's doable. And we don't know if they do pass a bill, whether the House and the Senate Republicans can reconcile their differences, because this bill is a different bill than the House bill.
Mm-hmm. The president's numbers, let's go back to what you said earlier, the poll, Gallup poll, is that what you said, that showed record disapproval highs for him. Does it break it down? Why are people unhappy with him?
Well, I mean, the numbers I've seen today had some breakdowns by party, and they're kind of what you'd expect, which is overwhelming Democratic opposition, mm-hmm. Sort of declining and pretty poor numbers among independents. And then, pretty good numbers among Republicans, but they've slipped a little bit too. So people are really polarized over him. He's obviously doing poorly among independents, and he has just about zero support among Democrats. And if you look at all the polling together, I think it's a combination of people being kind of disconcerted by, by his sort of leadership style. That's one way of putting it. And questions about his judgment and also frustration. There's certainly, I think in some cases you have sort of independents and moderates who are frustrated because they don't feel like a whole lot's happening. And
right.
Then you have some Republican frustration because they haven't really gotten the big ticket items done yet. And people aren't sure whether they're going to be able to do it. And like I said, kind of almost universal Democratic, kind of negativity about the president.
He, at this very unusual meeting with his cabinet yesterday, in which everybody said how much they were blessed to be working with him, it was really quite a sight. But he talked about having done so much, more legislation, done more things than anybody. Maybe FDR did a little bit more considering what was going on in the country. It was a very unusual gathering, wasn't it? And what he said really isn't true. There hasn't been a whole lot that's been done, considering all the other Russia things that are happening.
Well, there's certainly been a lot of upheaval and turmoil and turbulence and controversy. He has signed a lot of executive orders. But again, like we talked about, the big lift items like health care and taxes, the jury's still out. I mean, the House obviously passed a health care bill after some struggles. We just talked about kind of what could happen on the Senate side. I mean, none of this precludes the idea that, you know, by the end of the year they could have passed a health care bill.
Yes.
And it doesn't necessarily preclude the idea that they could pass tax reform, although tax reform is really difficult for all of its own reasons, and we've seen some fits and starts there too. So it's not like it's too late to get these things done. It's just that what we've seen so far, I think, just reveals some dysfunction. It tells us something about the lack of consensus within the Republican Party on some of these issues, and just also how difficult some of these issues are.
Mm-hmm. Craig, thanks so much for being with us.
Great to be with you.
Craig Gilbert, political reporter, Washington Bureau Chief for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel and JS Online. He writes the Wisconsin Voter blog and has covered Washington politics for a long time. Attorney General of the United States, Jeff Sessions, is going to be testifying before the Senate Intelligence Committee. National Public Radio is bringing us live coverage of this event, and it will probably go through the remainder of our show, and it will begin momentarily.